The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. Somehow we got on war movies, which people seem to be into.
I am.
A3O said Unbroken is a more recent but a good movie. I did not watch that because I absolutely hate the woman who wrote the book. She also did Seabiscuit, and she's one of those people that, you know, writes it as though it's historical, but it's there's so much fiction to what she does, and plus there are personal issues with her. Black Hawk Down's another great one.
Oh, I like that
one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was the unit that I was in. That was the unit that was involved in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's a big monument there. Like on the grounds where our unit is. It's a pretty crazy story. Lamont says, are you guys a fan of immediate locker room and ambush interviews? I think both of you may have experience in both. I got to be honest. I feel like the ambush interview days or like immediate locker room interviews don't happen anymore because there's always, at least since I've been in the media, there's always been a cooling off period. And like when I was starting out, at Texas, you're not allowed in the locker rooms. Media is not allowed in the locker rooms at Texas. If you can make requests to talk to certain players after the game, and maybe they'll give them to you, maybe they won't. And there's press conferences, and there's always going to be a few players who go up to the podium in like the group setting. Same with basketball. So and then here, you know, I don't really go and cover the Astros or the Rockets anymore. I don't go to the, you know, I just don't use my, I, in fact, I don't even get a press credential for the Astros anymore. But with the Texans, there's still like a cooling down period after the game. There's usually like 15, 20 minutes. And then they're like, okay, you guys can come in now.
Same with the Rockets and Astros. You get you get managers and coaches first.
Yeah.
And with Rice and U of H, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Like with Texas. You don't get locker room access, but you'll basically request who you want to talk to, and they'll either bring them out or they won't.
713-780-ESPN. Some mentions from Twitter, some other ones, Hamburger Hill, Guns of Navarone. Guns of the Navarone was one that, when I was a kid, we used to watch. Jarhead gets mentioned. So, yeah, somebody mentioned that this came because we were talking about movies to watch on the 4th of July.
Right.
So there you go. That's how it got started. But I just saw something on Culture Map. A major milestone in the US 290 project.
Oh, boy.
On Monday, July 2, a brand new direct connector from the Galleria area will open.
What?
This is good for you, right?
Yeah, it is good for me.
The permanent 610 West Loop northbound ramp will connect to US 290 westbound. It means a big traffic switch over the weekend to get the lanes ready. The current one-lane exits on the right side of the freeway will shut down, and by Monday morning, the new wider two-lane left-side exit will open.
Wait, what are we talking about?
That's coming from the Galleria area to 290. Like right now, if you exit on the right side off of 610, right?
Yeah.
And it's one lane.
It's one lane.
You're going to get an extra lane. You're going to get two lanes now.
Oh.
That's got to be twice as good, right?
That is. How many times in the next 2 or 3 weeks do you think I'll be going home and I'll be in the far right lane planning to go right, And then I'll say, damn it, I needed to go left. Yeah. And it'll be too late for me to get over.
I would say over under 2.5 days, and then you'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while. They've switched that thing like 3 times back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. I think they even switched it from the beginning of the Sam Houston meet to the end, because I think it was on the left at first, and then suddenly it was on the right. It says, this week, crews were able to widen the freeway to 5 lanes westbound from Antoine to Pinemont. Just have it ready for next Sam Houston meet, because that's all I ever use 294.
Hey, did you read about this shooting at a newspaper?
Yeah, I did. I'm still waiting on.
We don't know why?
We don't know why yet. I'm waiting to get more information on it before I was going to dive into it.
A white male suspect is in custody, and the man is not cooperating with law enforcement. That's according to Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox News. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I know that the New York Times and Washington Post have put armed security outside their buildings, which the world's getting crazy, dude. The world is getting crazy. Meanwhile, we still have a trash can propping open our door. Someone's going to come in here and shoot us up, John. We can't fix that stupid door.
Somebody mentioned Red Tails, which I didn't really like, but I'll tell you what I did like was the Tuskegee.
Is that a strip club?
No, it was a World War II movie. Sorry. It could have been a Native American strip club.
Yeah.
No,
that's racist, but
yeah,
okay.
I know, but that you threw it out there. But no, there was a movie that HBO did called The Tuskegee Airmen that had, I think, Lawrence Fishburne was in it, and it was a better version of Red Tails. So if you've never seen that, that's a really good movie. Sorry.
That's all good.
Didn't mean to interrupt your...
I hadn't started it yet.
I know, but you were supposed to because Jong said it.
Yeah, listen,
ear.
Jong's not the boss of us. All right, guys, got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of energy providers out there, and they all have some sort of a gimmick, something to get you locked in with them. And they might say free weekends or free days or the first week is going to be free. The list goes on, and you may have fallen for one of those, I don't want to say scams, but yeah, you may have fallen for one of those scams, because they are a scam when you don't get what you're told you're going to get. Months later, you find out maybe you're paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees onto your bill. Not the case with Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you will pay. No gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity, just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. And if your contract's up, now's the time, because July and August is when energy costs will end up peaking. So you want to get locked in before the prices get too high. 877-93-EAGLE, TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. It's PUCT license number 10064.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 281 says, Fred, Red Tails and Tuskegee Airmen were two separate stories which happened in different timelines, different, not the same movie. Let me clarify then, because... I didn't say they were the same
movie.
You
think all black movies are the same?
No, it dealt with the same subject matter, but...
Black pilots?
When somebody mentioned... Yeah, that were based in Tuskegee. Yeah, in World War II that dealt with racism and everything else.
You always do this.
No, I don't always do anything. But my point is that somebody asked me about that movie, and I just said I thought Red Tails wasn't very good. If you want to see a good movie about the Tuskegee Airmen, go watch the Tuskegee Airmen.
Right.
It was better. And interesting tidbit about that.
Remember when you thought that Quentin Tarantino movie Jackie Brown was about Jackie Robinson?
No, I never thought that. And Well, you missed on that one. I don't know what the hell you were going for there.
I'm just talking about you thinking all black people are the same.
No. Nope.
Very racist.
Yeah, that was.
You've become very racist.
Dog, you did pop your shoulder back in after that one, though. But here's a little tidbit for you. One guy was in both those movies. Cuba Gooding Jr. was in both Tuskegee Airmen and Red Tails. The cast for Tuskegee Airmen.
Is that guy still doing movies? I haven't seen him in forever.
Well, I haven't seen him since the Super Bowl when he signed our computers.
Yeah.
But check out this cast. Lawrence Fishburne, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Courtney B. Vance, John Lithgow, Cuba Gooding Jr., Vivica A. Fox. That's a pretty damn good cast. That was an HBO movie, and there's a bunch of other people you'll recognize in there. So if you could find that on Netflix or something, I think that's well worth the watch.
So he did the OJ thing back in 2016. And he did some American Horror Story episodes.
And I think we interviewed him
which was 2016. He hasn't done a movie since 2014. He did Selma, the Martin Luther King movie. And yeah, apparently now he's working as a stage actor in London.
Okay.
Guess so.
Hey, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy that would enjoy that, though.
Yeah.
But Hip Hop Hercules says, I missed your opinion on this one, but Netflix released a WW2 movie called Mudbound that was pretty good. I haven't seen it. So maybe I'll check that out. Let's take a phone call. Stacy. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hello.
Hey, Sports Now.
Sport. Hey, I just have a comment. Y'all mentioned The Lone Survivor, the movie.
Uh-huh.
Today marks the 13th anniversary of that actually happening.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Well,
there you go.
June 28th, 2005.
All right. Thanks for cool. That tidbit.
Yeah. That makes this whole conversation almost seem like...
like intentional.
Yeah, like we did it on purpose.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew that all along.
Yeah. No, we didn't. Thanks for letting us
know. That's a made-up lie.
Rob Daniel says... totally got wasted with Cuba Gooding Jr. in New Orleans. He got smashed and then got arrested.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy who likes to party.
I'll tell you, though, how do you get... All right, and I'm going to get 5,000 answers on this, so this is purely a hypothetical question. It's not, please don't tell me how, but isn't it kind of hard to get arrested in New Orleans?
It's difficult more so than other places. Vegas, too.
Yeah.
You got to work hard.
Yeah, you really do. It's possible. I mean, you've got to be complete. And now you are in a place where you can get completely smashed. Let's be honest. But it just seems to me that I've been pretty messed up in New Orleans and never got close to getting arrested. Probably should have.
Yeah.
Like, I would have gotten arrested in, say, Silsbee. But
that's easier. It's easier to get arrested in Silsbee.
John says, not a World War II movie, but I thought Glory was a really good historical movie. That is a good one. I'm trying to think of how many Civil War movies. Because that one's kind of weird because I don't know if you want to celebrate that on Independence Day by watching Civil War movies.
No.
That's not the best.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I don't know. Did he say Glory? Was that the one that he brought up?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's one I can...
Gettysburg is good. Yeah, those movies... there was a movie that came out...
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
There was a movie that came out with McConaughey a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. I haven't watched it yet.
I've seen it, too.
I mean, I've seen it on cable a couple times where it's been on, but I haven't watched it.
Free State of Jones.
Yeah, yeah. The Dustin says his friend did the filming for Red Tails. If he'd have done the writing and the acting, too, it might have been good. Should tell him I said that. 713-780-ESPN, your number.
Here's a good one. Is Gangs of New York a war movie?
That's a good question.
Because it takes place during
the war, but the war is not really the the centerpiece. Yeah. It's more of a gang movie. I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
I'm going to make a final determination no. Here's a good one because Lamont brought up A Few Good Men. It's not really a war movie. It is a military movie.
Yeah.
Also very good. Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. was pretty good in that. But that was... That is, you know, as far as just pure military movie. And I guess that's more of a courtroom drama with the military as a background.
Right.
That's a damn good movie. That's a... That was a Rob Reiner thing, right? Don't ask me why I was looking up what Rob Reiner's been doing lately. This is what happens, and this is why Google is one of the greatest things and also one of the worst rabbit holes to go down. For some reason, you know, the wife's been catching up on All in the Family.
Mm-hmm. Which, wait, she's watching All in the Family?
Yeah. And
okay.
Not for me. But so when, for some reason, though, I was looking at Meathead and Rob Reiner and thinking, well, you know, he made some really good movies. And
did you grow up an All in the Family fan?
I watched it. I wasn't really a fan. And part of it was because Gene Stapleton's voice was so annoying. And there's so much yelling in that show. And that's why, whenever she's binging it, I have to be down on the first floor because I can't stand that voice.
I think that's such an underrated show. It is. I mean,
and the storylines in there are still, they actually apply today. It's held up very well. It's just there's certain things about it I can't deal with. It's like when they start screaming at each other, it's just like, enough, man. I don't need this.
And has one show ever had a spinoff as successful as the Jeffersons were?
Probably not.
I mean, that took like a one hit show spinning off into another. Well, usually the spinoff is like, meh.
That's not a bad question either, best spinoff.
Yeah.
Because that's probably up there.
It's got to be.
But he directed A Few Good Men, Misery, Princess Bride, Spinal Tap. So I was kind of looking, and he just did something recently called Shock and Awe, which I haven't seen yet. But he's also kind of had a bunch of flops over the last few years.
Here's the Rolling Stone's 20 best TV spinoffs. Torchwood.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
It's a British sci-fi Doctor Who spinoff.
Okay.
Never seen it. Benson, which was...
Oh, yeah, that he was...
Soap.
Yeah, he was in Soap.
Yeah, I never saw Soap or Benson.
Soap was very funny when I was a kid. It was like the first show I remember there being a gay character on.
What about The Bionic Woman, spinoff of The $6 Million Man?
Nope, that was a fail. I'm going to go with fail.
What about Trapper John M.D.?
That was off of MASH, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really watched that, but...
I never watched it either. The Facts of Life, spinoff of Different Strokes. That was a pretty popular show, like when I was a kid. But it was okay. The Flash... On the CW is a spinoff of Arrow. Okay. Don't you watch Arrow?
I gave it a try. I just wasn't couldn't stick with it.
Oh, here's one. This is your favorite. Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, that's a good one. That should be top five. Because actually I'm gonna say something that is gonna be very controversial here.
Say it.
SVU better than plain Law and Order.
Okay. Number 13, Daria. Spinoff from Beavis and Butthead.
I think they're going to remake that.
They are remaking Daria. I don't know about Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead was one of the greatest shows ever. I mean, it's so brilliant. It's so juvenile, but so brilliant. Angel was a spinoff of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. Never watched either. Fernwood Tonight off the Mary Hartman show.
Okay.
That's before my time.
Way before my time, too.
A Different World. A spinoff from The Cosby Show. That's got to be up there in the conversation. I mean, A Different World is a very popular show.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw it.
Maude off of All in the Family.
That was a good one.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
No.
I don't like Star Trek.
That's not a spinoff either. That's just that was more of a reboot, so I'm going to go with no.
Good Times.
That's a good one.
Mork and Mindy.
Okay, that was off of Happy Days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jeffersons, number 5.
Okay.
And All in the Family apparently had like a lot of shows that spun off of it. Maude and I think the Jeffersons were the
Yeah.
The most successful. Number four, the Colbert Report.
I don't know that that counts as...
I don't know that it counts that, either.
Okay, so that...
They
that,
just gave him his own show.
Yeah, just move the Jeffersons up a spot because okay. that doesn't belong.
Number three, Laverne and Shirley.
Okay, yeah, that's a Happy Day spinoff.
Yeah, that did was you like popular. That?
Yeah, well, we watched it. I don't remember liking it.
Was Laverne
it.
And Shirley more popular than the Jeffersons? Yeah, it was kind of the same time frame,
right? It probably was at the time.
I've seen every episode of the Jeffersons. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, Lenny and Squiggy. That was a really popular show back then.
Hmm. Number two, Lou Grant.
Okay.
Which,
I
guess...
off of Mary Tyler Moore, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Or Dick Van Dyke. Wasn't Mary Tyler? Well, okay.
I don't know. Yeah. And number one, it has Frasier.
That's fair. That's probably fair. That's one I could say.
That was a good show.
That's the only one I'll put ahead of the Jeffersons because that was a very successful show.
Yeah, it was successful, and I enjoy that show. But yeah, I'll go. Frasier and the Jeffersons are the two best.
Does the Simpsons count?
No.
Why not? It started on the what's it called, the Tracy Ullman show, and then it got its own show.
Well, if it counts, it's got to be one.
Yeah, it would be number one, but I don't know that I don't know that that counts as a spinoff. Like to me, that's almost like the Colbert Report. You're taking a short sketch off of a show and giving it its own show. That's a different show.
Well, if they did that for the Colbert Report, they should do that for the Simpsons.
They should. Agreed.
Well, but we're saying the Colbert Report doesn't belong in there.
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying, I guess for the purpose of this list, if they're including the Colbert Report, they should include the Simpsons as well.
How crazy is that? The Simpsons has been running for 29 years.
Man.
It's only been good for 15.
Well.
A lot of people ask about Better Call Saul. It hasn't been around long enough yet.
But Better Call Saul is very good.
It's fantastic. And then 210 says, I think Mayans, I think, will be a good spinoff from Sons. I have no interest in Mayans. Just not that ending of Sons has gotten me off of every future project that has anything to do with it.
So The Simpsons at 29 years is the longest running show ever, scripted running primetime show.
I think SVU is like third or second now.
It is fourth.
Oh, okay,
but it's the second longest active.
Yeah, that's what I was.
So, but this is what's crazy about it. The Simpsons are at 29 seasons, second place. There's two tied for second. They had 20 seasons.
Yeah.
Gunsmoke and Law and Order.
Yeah, and for some reason, at the time, Law and Order would have been, I think it was the longest running, there was something to, I guess, drama or whatever. And
yeah.
They didn't renew it for a 21st season, and they've been trying to bring it back. But SVU's still going on, and I think it's gotten to 19 now. I think season 20, they just re-upped. So it will become number two if they do it for one more year. I don't know why they got rid of Law & Order at the end. I thought the cast they had at the finish was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never watched that show, but everybody tells me how good it is.
The last 2 years, I think the acting was, the actors they had were they had Linus Roach, who played Bruce Wayne's old man in Batman Begins. He was the assistant district attorney, and he was such a, such a jerk. He was perfect for it. The last, really, I think it's seasons 18, 19, and 20 are worth watching.
Here's a crazy fact when you think about it. This is how difficult it is to get to a 10-year run in television. In the history of television, 45 shows have had 10-year runs.
Wow. Wow.
That's it. In the history of television. Hmm. And some of them, I don't know how. Smallville? Are you kidding me?
Jeez.
But yeah.
Now, somebody mentioned, was Boston Legal a spinoff from The Practice? Because Boston Legal should probably be on that list if that's the case.
I don't know.
So
I've never even seen Boston Legal.
What's his face? James Spader.
It was.
Okay, so that ought to be on the list. I wasn't a huge fan of that show, but that was a really successful show that belongs on that list. So, hey guys, I'll tell you what belongs on any list. How about best sausage ever? Best sausage in the history of the known universe, Zumo's. That Party Time sausage is fantastic. And if you're going to be grilling for the 4th. They're going to be grilling this weekend. Go by your store. Pick some up right now. Or try the Zumo's Boudin if you're a fan of Boudin. Theirs is fantastic. Family owned and operated since 1908, based in Beaumont. You guys over there know all about them. And now they've been in Houston for a while. But you know what? If you haven't tried them yet here in H-Town, you need to. And if you haven't tried them in Beaumont yet, just because you probably just moved there, because everybody loves Zumo's in Beaumont. And it's time for everybody to love them in Houston, too. It's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. And the Party Time sausage is great for cookouts, family gatherings. You know, you just want a quick meal. We use it for breakfast sausage. There's all kinds of things you can do with that. And the Boudin is my absolute favorite. And I've always been hit and miss with Boudin because I've had some bad Boudin. Zumo's is fantastic. They've got different flavors. They got you covered. You can find both these items at your local grocery stores. Fiesta has it. Kroger has it. And, of course, H-E-B has it. So if you're going into any of those places, just look for Zumo's. It's Zumm's. Make it a Zumo's weekend.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Lamont mentioned back in the 70s, I'm not sure politically correct existed. They were dropping the N-word left and right, and I remember it being a big deal to hear a toilet flush on Archie Bunker.
Well, I think All in the Family was the first show that used the N-word.
Well, it's weird, though, because I was watching the original Walking Tall the other day, not the rock remake, and he's just casually talking about 8 dead N-words, and he's about how they should find the guy who killed him. So I mean, it was so weird to just hear it drop that casually and remembering. I mean, I think that was made in the 70s. But so it wasn't.
It's like, well, you watch Blazing Saddles now. It's like, yeah. Whoa,
the sheriff is near.
Yeah,
that's a. Was Night Court a spinoff? I think it was. I'm pretty sure Night Court was a spinoff. That was a damn good show too, but I think my favorite one from my era growing up was Sanford and Son. And it was funny. I guess about a month ago, I was sitting around drinking late one night. Thinking, man, you know what? I haven't seen Sanford and Son forever. And I find this channel that's having a Sanford and Son marathon. And I watched about 10 of them before I passed out. And they were just as funny as I remembered them when I was a kid. But I was pretty drunk. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I don't think that it's that Night Court was a spinoff, at least not according to the internet. There's people who are saying, is Night Court a spinoff of Cheers? And there's a lot of yang and nay about it.
I don't remember which character it was kind of a regular character on Cheers, though.
Judge Harry Stone.
Yeah, I think he was a. I don't remember. This is going because I'm pretty old, but I'm pretty sure he was. He wasn't as big a cast member as Frasier was.
No, Frasier was like a actual regular on. Maybe yeah. I don't know. Maybe you would consider it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the same character, then yes, technically it's a spinoff.
Yeah.
So that would make the list over Stephen Colbert. Also, I got some sportsy stuff for you.
Okay.
About the favorites to win the NFL MVP from Bovada.
Okay.
I bet you could guess the top 5. They're all quarterbacks.
Tom Brady.
Tomas Brady is second choice at 7-1.
Aaron Rodgers.
Mr. Danica Patrick is the favorite at 13-2.
Man. Is it me or does it almost seem like maybe Aaron Rodgers is, I don't want to say overrated, But like every time there's a list or like the Madden rankings come
out, he's always way up there.
He's not. I don't know that he's like so much worlds better than everyone else. He's good. I'm not like trying to say something crazy. Like he's
also
that good.
He's also getting broke a lot lately.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I'd have him. You know what? I would fade him here.
What about? What about young Carson Wentz?
Third choice, 19-2. That's not a bad one.
What about Russ Wilson?
Fourth choice at 15-1. You're 4-for-4.
And there's one left.
Who's also 15-1.
I have three guys in mind.
Okay. Skip the first two and go with the third. Would be
go with the third? Then I'll just throw it out there, Matt Ryan.
No, that would be your first choice because that was who you were thinking of. He's not
okay. My second choice, my first choice was Drew Brees.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, why'd you tell me to throw out my first?
Because your first choice would have been Matt Ryan because you love Matt Ryan.
No, Matt Ryan was my third choice. No. He's the third name I thought of. Ben Roethlisberger was the second.
Matt Ryan is tied for sixth, so you weren't far off at 20-1.
Okay.
And Ben Roethlisberger's 25-1, pretty far down the list.
Oh my.
So here's your contenders. Jimmy Garoppolo, 20-1. Cam Newton, 20-1. Matt Ryan, 20-1. Deshaun Watson, 20-1.
Jeez, man. There's just no value there. Guys played six games.
Kirk Cousins, 22-1.
That seems like value to me.
I mean that's
that team's gonna win a lot of games.
They are gonna win a lot of games. Jared Goff, 22-1.
That team's going to win a lot of games, too. Yeah. Although I would probably rather take Todd Gurley stock than Jared Goff stock.
Phillip Rivers, 22-1. I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to win enough.
Big Ben, 25-1. I think there's value in that. I think there's value in Derek Carr at 28-1 because before he got hurt 2 years ago,
he was a contender.
I don't know that John Gruden is going to do a good job with him. Andrew Luck, 30.
You know what? Based on the videos I saw today, there might be some value in that. 30-1 seems like pretty. I mean, if you said 20-1, I might be. Yeah, I don't know. But 30-1,
you can have him.
Okay.
Dak Prescott 30-1.
No thanks.
Matthew Stafford 30-1.
I think there's value in that. I mean, all it would take is the Lions getting to the playoffs. Matt Stafford is like from a number standpoint, he's always in the conversation.
Okay, here's some long shots for you. Le'Veon Bell, 40-1.
That is a good long shot.
I like that number on Le'Veon 40, Bell.
That's good.
Todd Gurley, 40-1.
I think that's good.
David Johnson, 40-1.
I don't think that team's going to be good enough.
No, and coming off the injury, I think I'm going to pass. Marcus Mariota, 40-1.
No.
Antonio Brown, 50-1.
That's not crazy either.
Here's one that intrigues me a little bit. How about Zeke Elliott at 50-1?
I'd rather have Zeke Elliott 50 than Dak at 30.
Yeah, me too. Eli 50.
You might as well light your money on fire.
Yeah. Jameis Winston 50.
Again, light your money on fire.
Case Keenum 50. Come on, say it.
I'll pass.
Oh, come on. Case Keenum's the greatest quarterback in NFL history, right. And you're getting 50-1.
He's the greatest quarterback in NFL history that played at UH.
Yeah, probably so. Now that I think about that.
Yeah.
Nikki Foles, 125-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, they say Deshaun Watson was stellar as a rookie, but has surprisingly short odds for a young player returning from a major knee injury. Should be noted that quarterbacks have won 10 of the last 11.
That's
MVP
the thing
awards.
Where, I mean, that's why the value is in those running backs and receivers. Like, that's why the numbers seem so juicy, because it's very difficult.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Great stuff on there today. Granato has a story that I was hoping to get to today, but maybe I'll just talk with him about it tomorrow since I'll be filling in from 7 to, I don't know if it's 7 to 9 or 7 to 9:30, John. What are my responsibilities?
I mean, you want to stay until 9:30? You don't have to.
I can. I've got.
He didn't have anything going on.
No, I don't have a meeting until 10, I think. So my first meeting's at 10, then I have another one at 11. So, yeah, I can do that. That's not a problem. All right. I will do that. Somebody said Harry Anderson's character in Cheers was a con man, not a judge. Okay, so not a spinoff then.
Or?
Yeah, well, I guess they are kind of the same thing. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
AJ, are you familiar with an author named Lorenzo Giovanni?
No.
It's a good thing, because if you were, then... Well, actually, this would have been much funnier if you were a fan of his. He has a book being sold on Amazon that has become quite controversial. It's available on Amazon Kindle. It's an ebook. It's only 8 pages, so it's very easy. But basically... The book is called How to Take Creep Shots, The Basics.
Like, are you talking like upskirts and yes. things like that?
Oh. Yes. He says you can comfortably practice it without going to jail because it is legal.
It's a good way to get your ass kicked.
Yeah, it is. He says he thinks creep shooting is, quote, a healthy hobby and reveals he got into it when he was 12 years old.
Jeez. He
said, I met my cousin's friend Vanessa when I was 12 years old. Vanessa had soft, pale skin, a sexy, curvy body, and a small, juicy booty. I would watch her from my window with a Sony DCR DVD-108 handy camcorder and took dozens of pictures of her bending over and reaching up to pull down branches, and her skirt would rise up and expose her tummy. This dude's a... And creep doesn't describe him. But the book, which one Amazon reviewer has called disgraceful, describes creep shooting as an art form. The product description reads, have you been interested in taking pictures or video of those sexy young women you see at the mall? You may think there's not much to creep shooting, but you're wrong. There's so much that goes into that. A lot of people need to become aware if they want to become a successful creep shooter. Okay, first off, my list of things I'd like to become. Successful creep shooter does not make my top 2 billion.
No.
I'll just tell you that. Amazon declined to comment on the product. But...
Are they going to sell it, though?
They're selling it right now, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But apparently in England, they're trying to ban upskirting.
I feel like it should be.
It should be, shouldn't it? I mean, it's kind of... it's invasive. It's violent. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
So, but right now, there's no law against it. But, I mean, you could... This guy's talking about taking pictures of 12-year-olds. Not a fan.
Not wise, guys.
Yeah.
And how old is he now?
How old's the guy?
Well, he was 12 when he was taking pictures of 12 years old, right?
But there's like pictures of 10-year-olds out there.
Mm.
So I'm going to go with this is a serious fail.
Yeah. I won't be reading that. Jong, will you read that book?
No.
Okay.
Who does that, by the way? Who takes creep pictures?
That guy.
Yeah, well, he's
an apparent. What's his
name? Giovanni.
Yeah. Guy's named Giovanni.
Interesting. Yeah. Lorenzo Giovanni. How to take creep shots. Man. Why do you need to take creep shots? If you need to see nudity, it's all over the internet.
It's there.
If you want to see hot pictures, it's all over the internet.
Yeah. Like chicks who like decided, hey, I'll get naked so people can look at it.
Yeah. Or I'll just wear something sexy so people can look at it.
Yeah.
Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. All right, Fred. I know what you want to know about Republic Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
And you want to know why should I go to Republic Harley Davidson over the, you know, the other 20 dealerships in Houston or however many there are? Well, I'll tell you why. Because A, they've got the best customer service. They are, the staff is friendly, they're knowledgeable. They're going to get you on the bike of your dreams, and they're tops in customer satisfaction. The national average, 9.57. The district average, 9.48. Republic, 9.76. Dominating the competition. You need a new bike? ROT rally's coming up. A lot of people looking for new bikes. They've got a great inventory of new and pre-owns. And right now, when you buy a new 2018 Harley-Davidson, free mufflers, free air cleaner, free street tuner, free professional dyno tuning, and free installation only at Republic Harley-Davidson. Whatever your Harley need, service, new or pre-owned bikes, they've got a fantastic pre-owned selection, merchandise, riding classes. Republic Harley-Davidson's the best in Houston. They've got financing for everyone. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
ESPN 97.5.